Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 12th day of March 2010. We've just completed an hour of live radio broadcast. We're now simulcasting the second, third, and fourth hour today live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Governor Jesse Ventura is coming up in the next hour. And we have another guest in studio who's fighting the naked body scanners, a constitutional lawyer. In this hour, we're going to cover a host of issues. The taxing grid that's going to tax your food, your light bulbs, salt, sugar, your home, energy. We're going to talk about what's happening in Greece, the banks accelerating their global implosion with Bob Chapman, and a lot more here in just a moment. But before I go any further, I want to remind listeners that coming up April 15th, when we go to pay the Federal Reserve their bounty, their ransom, that we're going to launch in defiance to their tyranny, exposing the shadow government, Invisible Empire, a new world order defined by Jason Burmes, 18 months in the making, an excellent new film destined to wake up a lot of people. That will premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day to join PrisonPlanet.tv, and you fund our operation, $5.95 a month, the cost of two cups of Starbucks coffee. My film, all my films in high quality, Paul Watson's book, my book, the live TV show, PrisonPlanet.tv, and a week after that, the 21st of April, we're going to premiere Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my latest documentary. So two new films next month to premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members. It takes about a minute and a half to go sign up, create your username, passcode, and then we allow six people to log on with the same username, passcode at one time. So you can share it with three or four of your family members. Just if they share it with a bunch of people, you may get locked out when everybody's logged on with that passcode. But as long as we don't go above our bandwidth allotment, I'm going to keep it open for six people to use each username passcode. So give yourself the gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's an armory of resistance. You can download all the films or the thousands of video and audio interviews in high quality, burn them to disc on whatever subject you'd like, the police state, the body scanners, the deadly inoculations, the GMO foods, the occult and the New World Order, hundreds and hundreds of different subjects, a giant library, 6 months up and running coming up at the start of April. 6 years, 6 years up and running that we've had PrisonPlanet.tv coming up early next April or in less than a month. So, again, I want to encourage everybody to become PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And, again, you're awake. You know what's going on. But your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. And people are more receptive to the truth now than they have ever been, ladies and gentlemen. People are now ready to be awakened. People are now ready to be informed. People now will listen to what you have to say. I mean, when you watch a film like Fall of the Republic, 2 hours, 24 minutes, it's a stunning film. It's my best work. I mean, it just covers their entire program, their police state, the carbon tax, how they operate, how the banks have set up a global dictatorship, how to stop them, their eugenics operation. One film gives people a basic overview in a slick presentation so they'll watch it of what's going on, and then everything will make sense. People already have most of the pieces of the puzzle. So you can also order books, videos, materials. Jesse Ventura's new book, American Conspiracies, already a top 10 bestseller on every major nonfiction book list. $19.95. It's $24.95 in stores, $19.95 at Infowars.com. And we've got a deal nobody can match. You can get a free Loose Change Final Cut DVD or Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings free when you order the book, Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies, at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Bob Chapman with key information. Straight ahead.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, syndicated radio transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies, and disinformation. Every Friday, Bob Chapman normally joins us in the third hour. He's in the second hour today because Ventura is coming on with us in the next hour. We're going to cover a host of issues. We are simulcasting the radio show in living color and multimedia at PrisonPlanet.tv. Bob Chapman, of course, worked in Army Intelligence. He then became one of the biggest private silver and gold brokers in the country. Lived in South Africa, France, Germany, you name it. He then had the biggest newsletter up until the 1990s. He retired for a while and came back with the International Forecaster. And he joins us for the next 51 minutes. Bob, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you. Very nice to begin. Be back again this week, and lots to talk about, as we well know.
I want to get into the economy with you. I want to get into all these hundreds of new taxes on food, on salt, on sugar, on fattening foods. I want to get into where you see the banks going with all this, the immigration reform, which means a national ID card to work for the American people, but the illegals are basically all legalized and given this system. I want to get into a host of issues, but I want to ask you, Bob, what's most important on your radar right now?
Well, I think we're seeing very desperate moves by the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve. Because of the ongoing, almost every week now, auctions of U.S. Treasuries as well as agency securities, the agency securities being Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, and FHA. And last year, 80% of that paper was bought by the Federal Reserve, which creates money out of thin air. But that said, this week they had a 10-year auction, a bill auction, which is shorter-term paper under a year. And they also are having a 30-year auction this week. And when every time those auctions come up, the Fed and the Treasury go into the market and they try to knock gold and silver down, and they also attack the shares as well. And it's becoming so obvious that even mainline writers are starting to talk about it, any analysts and economists, the activity of the Fed and the Treasury in the markets. And so that, I think that's very important, because if they weren't in there, the situation would be totally different. We also are seeing the same thing in the stock market as it levitates again in the high 10,000s. You know, if they weren't in there, the market would be lower. We've had a lot of business news this week pertaining to the giveaway or lending of money, tax-free money, to Wall Street and banking. And the bankruptcy of Lehman, which turns out that the president of former president of Lehman Brothers was lying, of course, and he says he wasn't, but he was lying. And at the same time, we know now that in order to take over Lehman, J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs cut off their lines of credit and started to run on the company. Just like,
and that's actually what you said several months before that even began here on air a couple of years ago, that this was a staged event, and now it's in major newspapers. I covered it last hour. The Mail, the Associated Press are reporting that even federal regulators put out a 2,200-page report saying that they lied and engaged in fraud, but the Federal Reserve allowed them to do this. But I guess that was the payoff, because Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan were going to absorb or feed this company into their mouth, Lehman Brothers, so they allowed their executives to get away with some cash.
Exactly. And that's a good summation. And we haven't seen the end of that, nor have we seen the end of the hijinks that are going on. And that's why it's so important that in this pending bill in the Senate, that H.R. 1207, which was passed in the House, which is part of that bill now, is not stripped out, because we've got to show the public what the Federal Reserve has been doing all these years, and we have to do away with it. We can call it the Federal Reserve, but it will belong to the U.S. Treasury and be staffed by Treasury people that are answerable. The people at the Fed are not answerable to anything, and we got to stop the revolving door between Wall Street and banking and Washington. There's qualified people all over the country who can fill the shoes of those people in the Treasury Department, et cetera.
Bob,
they don't have a monopoly on brain power.
2 years ago, right around this time, a few months before the banker bailout, the controlled financial terrorism they engaged in to get Congress to go along with giving them even more power, we began to see more PR about how great the Federal Reserve was, how they're going to save us, how they love us. Now the Federal Reserve admits they've recruited tens of thousands of executives and professors to go out and propagandize to Rotary clubs, city councils, community organizations. We see stories like this one today out of the Wall Street Journal. Economists credit Fed for alleviating crisis when on record they're the ones that engineered it. And so the Feds, through this crisis, are now calling for more power, the Federal Reserve, instead of getting in trouble as they should. So this is really a big battle. And on top of that, we see Strauss Kahn, the head of the IMF, saying, look, we can't pass Copenhagen, so we're going to do what Gordon Brown said at the G20. We are going to just go ahead and levy taxes through the executive at the wellhead on oil and on other energy systems and pay it to the IMF and World Bank, who will then not even say where the money went. I mean, this is really getting transparent.
Yeah, it's a total arrogance. They just don't care. We're going to do what we want to do because we run the world and you don't. And how you stop them is you get rid of most of the people in Congress in November, and then we can go after all these things. there's a whole litany of things in which I don't have to repeat, you know, and so doesn't the audience. It's so key for us to kick all those people out. Very, very important. But the things that Wall Street are doing and banking is doing, along with the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department, they're not going to get away with it. They're not.
Well, my point is, Bob,
themselves.
My point is, Bob, as you and Ron Paul and myself and many others have said in the last decade, when the bankers bring us to this global crisis, which in all their documents they say they plan to do, we're now here, to then scare the world into accepting a bank of the world, a world government, a world constitution run by the banks, now being openly proposed by all the global leaders, Ban Ki-moon, Herman Van Rompuy, Gordon Brown, Al Gore, Barack Obama, all of them, that it's an info war. Everybody out there, if they can just wake up one person to the fractional reserve banking fraud and identify these criminals, then they're not going to be able to get away with this. Just like the global warming hoax in all the polls is completely imploding, or the flu hoax completely imploded. It is a life and death situation economically to expose these people.
Never, ever been more right. And, you know, the other night I was on WVON in Chicago, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, black radio station in America. And questions came in. And I was absolutely floored at the knowledge that these callers had. And three of the women who called in all wanted to discuss the Illuminati. Now, I wouldn't have ever thought in my wildest dreams that the penetration of the things that we've been doing have reached that level. The world is waking up. Now, I hope we have enough time to wake up enough people and we do the right things to stop these people at the pass.
Bob, I want to get back into the economy when we come back, and then a host of other issues, health care, taxes, immigration reform, i.e. total open borders, North American Union. That's what this bill does, and why they want a worker ID card for all citizens, but that the illegals are selectively left alone. But separately, we're seeing massive, coordinated, intensifying demonization of 9/11 truth. They're scared of the 1,100 architects and engineers going public, saying it's an inside job. They're scared of the poll numbers showing more people are waking up. They're scared of the fact that the number one Yahoo search in the last decade is basically 9/11 conspiracies. They're scared of this conspiracy culture taking over. That's really just people becoming informed. The system knows they're losing control.
And they are on the run, and we're going to run them right off the end of the pier.
How do you see that unfolding, though? This is going to be a tough road.
Well, it's always a tough road. And that's when the tough get going. And we just got to keep on getting the message out of what these people are doing. It's just dissemination, an info war of the truth. And that's all we need. And, you know, it'll make sense to people who have never thought about things in the way that we're explaining them now and giving them the proof as to who's doing what to whom. And we'll get there. And they know that. And they're terrified because they know this time they're going down with the ship.
They reached for the world, but in the process began their destruction. We're going to break, but I want to start getting into this now. How big of a deal is it for freedom that Iceland had a referendum last weekend, 93% voting, saying we will not pay privately for these debts that the banks came in and fraudulently set up?
It's stupendous, especially coming from essentially a European country. And I've been to Iceland several times, and I didn't spend a lot of time there. But they're typically Nordic people. And right is right, wrong is wrong. It's very simple to them. And they didn't create the debt. The people who had the banks did that. They were the ones that went under, not the public.
And now Greece is into several months of rioting and strikes. The AP reported the entire air system is at a standstill. Doesn't look like it's going too well for the bankers. Will they be able to do what they've done in Latin America and other countries? We'll be right back with Bob Chapman. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing?
MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
We'll take some tweet questions for Jesse Ventura coming up later in the broadcast. Send them to twitter.com/TheRealAlexJones. Going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, when we get up here every week, we tell people the future of the world's destiny is being set up right now. We're not joking around with people. We've had this predatory banking system in control of the U.S. for close to 100 years. They've been in control of Europe for over 200. They have built massive power out of this. They have used our military to be their muscle. They are setting up a police state worldwide. They are eugenicists to boot, that once they get total control, they want to carry out the orderly extermination of the population. That sounds crazy, but that's the reality, and truth is stranger than fiction. I just can't telegraph to the listeners out there, especially new listeners, how dire the situation is. And yes, it's positive that people are waking up, but if we could only educate people fully on just how serious it is and just how corrupt this elite is, I know we could beat it even faster, because the globalists aren't going to go down without a fight. What do you see them doing in the next few years to try to successfully launch the open takeover by world government?
Well, you're seeing the beginnings of it in a big way with the anti-campaign. The 9/11 truthers are terrorists and mad people and things like that. And they're going to continue that propaganda barrage. People like us are going to come, you and I and others, are going to come under tremendous pressure. They'll do everything they can to keep us from getting the message out. But the propaganda machine is being cranked up, and it's going to go full bore. And we have to meet it head on with the truth, and that's what we're doing. Your videos and tapes, the things that you do, are extraordinarily important. You're reaching millions and millions of people all over the world. I have a publication, but I don't have that ability like you do. And so it's very, very important that you continue to do what you're doing, because you have to be the spearhead of meeting the enemy, because you've got the equipment to do it and the knowledge and the following as well to continue to do what you're doing. And so I think that's the most important factor, is challenging them and going ahead, coming up with new ideas and telling the public, beat on the door of Congress, and in the process throw the old guys and gals out and put new people in.
Now, you talked several years ago, actually 10 years ago, you wrote about what happened in Europe. You picked Greece to go first, and it's come out in the news now that they knew this was going to happen. It was all engineered. EU wants answers on Wall Street role and Greek debt, EU Observer today. So we know their battle plan going into the future. What chain of events do you see happening? What nations will go under next as snacks to the bankers? And when will they try to fully pull the U.S. down? I mean, we know they started the process in 2008, but when do they plan to fully decapitate the Republic?
Well, I've spoken on the program here before about this, and I think what they're going to do, there are 19 nations on the edge of bankruptcy. Iceland is probably the leader of the pack, and that includes the United States and Great Britain. And I think by the end of next year, they will try to bring about a meeting which will allow all of the players, nations, to devalue their currencies simultaneously and default on debt, and there'll be ratios which they'll use, which they've already figured out how they're going to do it. And I think that's the way that they will finally try to bring the world, and particularly the United States and Western Europe, to its knees. And because that will usher in a deflationary depression. And this is what I think that they're planning. The tip of the iceberg has been Iceland and Greece. And then you have all the other underlying players. And they're going to bring them all down together, I think. And because that's more acceptable to people. If you pick off Greece or Iceland or any other country one at a time, there's great consternation among the people who are within that country. And you're seeing that in Greece with the riots, et cetera, and the stoppages. And that's going to continue indefinitely. And they really don't want that. So they'll shut them up by saying, oh, here's your austerity measures. We're going to give you some credit. And they'll keep them subdued for a year, 2 years, on their planning schedule.
Okay, Bob, stay there. Let's come back and finish up with that. And then how the banks have done this in the third world over and over again, and in the first world in some cases, what the tax system will look like under this if they're successful, what percentage of GDP will go to debt to the criminal bankers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a few calls for Bob Chapman, specific questions on the economy or the New World Order's activities. He can speak on a wide range of subjects. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. His website is theinternationalforecaster.com. Our websites, of course, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, Bob, continuing where you got cut off, about what you see the big central banks doing. But then I want to talk about their plan. We know what their plan is, and it's literally taxes on light bulbs, taxes on salt, taxes on all food, which a bunch of states are already passing laws to do, very draconian. The head of the IMF saying literally that we will pay them money and they won't say where it went, just like Congress asking the Federal Reserve, where's the money, and they say, we're not going to tell you. I mean, this is so incredibly transparent that it's illegal. It's like the Senate saying we don't need the House to pass our version. For the first 230 years of the nation, it was illegal. It is illegal. But they're saying they'll just go ahead and pass it out of the Senate now over to Obama because they can't get the House Democrats to go along with the Senate version. I mean, that's illegal. And my whole point is this is so lawless, Bob, having school districts everywhere admit they're giving the kids free laptops that taxpayers paid for and then watching them in their bedrooms and their parents. I mean, that's a no-brainer, but then you and I are called conspiracy theorists. Not that the media doesn't admit that's happening, but we're conspiracy theorists for not liking it, having an opinion against corruption or an opinion for common sense or an opinion for liberty. is persona non grata. And I just don't see it working. It's so asinine, Bob.
But, you know, desperate people do desperate things. And again, harking back to what we were talking about earlier, if we can get a new Congress, so to speak, and a Senate that we can deal with that is not totally in the back pocket of these very wealthy people on Wall Street and these bankers, we can get rid of Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Federal Reserve, campaign contributions, lobbying, executive orders, and the list goes on. We get a shot at it. And it's our only shot. And we have to, during this period of time between now and the beginning of November, we have to have an all-out war on getting that message out to the people of the world, never mind America. I mean, we've got hundreds of new subscribers coming in from everywhere. I mean, I'm even getting checks from the Bank of China. Anyway, that's what we got to do.
So the Chinese government is reading your newsletter. Well, you know, the last two bestseller books, the number one and number two bestselling the last year running, are books about the New World Order and the private Federal Reserve in China.
That's terrific.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying, Bob. You're exploding. We're exploding. Everybody else talking about the New World Order is exploding. And that brings the next subject. People can't believe it because it's so un-American, but they're openly saying, I have a new article today, oh, this Jihad Jane got radicalized on the Internet, and they have the Pentagon before Congress in the last part of the Hill article saying, we need to do something about this upstream to shut down this stuff on the Internet. But then when you look at it, as Wired Magazine reports, they're targeting the American people in free speech. They're not going after their CIA jihadist.
That's right. And that's part of the overall plan to bring people to their knees. Shut them up. Call them a terrorist. People don't want to do things that aren't acceptable. People are decent human beings in America, 95% of them. The other 5% are in jail. And they deserve to be there, most of them. And so that's part of the plan. I mean, nothing is going to be left unturned. They're going to try everything they can. They can't get a value-added tax, a VAT, in the United States, and they know that. So what they're doing is what you pointed out just a few minutes ago, is they're going to tax this, that, and the other thing. The money's going to flow to the UN or the IMF, and there'll be no reporting or responsibility of what went there and how it was spent.
And they admit there'll be no reporting. I mean,
that's
this is incredible.
Right. Just like the Fed. They say, how dare you ask us what we're doing? It's a state secret.
Bob, I want to hit a bunch of other subjects and then go to calls here with you. Explain, as an economist and researcher, your view on this. But they always do bait and switches. And they tried the last four times with immigration reform in 2000 and what, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. To legalize all the illegal aliens, it would fix illegal immigration because it would just make them all legal, and then give them a national ID card. Now, we under the Real ID Act, our local state driver's license are already federally standardized. So when the media has headlines in the news the last few days, here's one, National Worker ID Proposed in Comprehensive Immigration Bill. And it says that citizens will have to have a federal ID and be in good standing when all employers swipe it with their taxes and everything, or it's like a no-fly list. You won't be able to have a job, and it's written for citizens, and then the illegals will just be legalized if they choose and be given the card, but they're selling it like, oh, this will fix illegal immigration. Explain to people, because they're moving in to shut down garage sales, bazaars, swap meets, without a law, there's having federal regulators show up with million-dollar fines. In fact, that's Fox News. Again, it's all unbelievable. The globalists want this worker ID. Explain why.
Because they want to be able to track every single financial transaction that's made, including your source of income and how you sell it, save it, or spend it, and then what you save or what your investments are. because they believe that everything that you have belongs to them. And there's nothing short of that. And so they want to be able to be in a position, let's say I work at a meat packing plant in Kansas City, and I am very vocal about all these things that the government's doing that I disagree with. Bingo, your card doesn't work anymore.
And they're saying that that's what they're going to do. I mean, we go back a decade ago when the Department of Commerce said they want to tax everything that they say isn't good for you. And they sell it as, oh, the healthcare costs are too high. We're going to run your life. We're going to tax French fries, ice cream, beef, salt, soft drinks, then all sugar drinks, then orange juice. And we're going to go in and raid businesses that don't take your information and your data. And through the national ID card, they're going to make you swipe the card to track what you're eating, what you're doing. They're now admitting that this is the plan. I want to play a clip from New York television where they're openly saying they're going to tell restaurants what they can and can't serve. And then if you add any salt, and then I have another article where all over the country, people buy their liquor license, they pay the liquor tax, they pay the tax on the alcohol, it's totally legal, and they're using a 1933 law, and they SWAT team raid them and seize the money and all the alcohol, and this is happening all over the country. Again, citizens doing nothing wrong with ancient laws that weren't ever even enforced, no one even knows about, are being SWAT teamed, but meanwhile the illegal aliens are above the law, and they're going to give you a $1,000 fine if they think, they're going to have inspectors that test it, that you've added salt to your food. Here it is.
It's yet another assault on salt. A bill introduced by Brooklyn Assemblyman Felix Ortiz would ban the use of salt in every dish, in every drink, on every plate, in every restaurant, in every single part of New York State. Diners would still be able to add salt to their food on their own once it gets to the table. Violators of this proposed legislation would be hit with a $1,000 fine for each salty dish. Ortiz says the ban's designed to save lives. He says it would save billions of dollars in health care costs. Critics argue the restaurant business would suffer, and a total ban on salt may be impractical given how much food arrives in the state with salt already included.
Now, Bob, again, this sets the precedent where government regulators decide what chefs can do. I mean, this is a level worse than 1984.
They're getting right down to brass tacks. There's no question about that. They want to control everybody and everything. And as you said, this is the excuse they're giving. It's not good for you. And all of the items that you mentioned are not good for you. So we have to regulate them. And in that process, we're going to regulate how the food companies produce the food that go to the restaurant or go to your table at home, what's going to be in it, and whether you can have it or not. It's endless.
And by the way, people out there have trouble believing that this could actually happen. If they can, and it passed in the stimulus bill, I don't know how they're going to enforce it, taxes on soft drinks. If they are able to do this, of course they're going to be able to regulate vitamins and minerals, what many countries in Europe and now Canada have announced that without even having a law in Canada, they announced 2 weeks ago, you just can't have over-the-counter vitamins and minerals now. We're just not allowing it. I mean, this is so draconian.
Well, the Amaryllis, I have a wrong pronunciation on that. But anyway, that has been going on for the last 18, 20 years, and I've been reporting on it. And
Codex Alimentarius.
Exactly. And what they want to do through that, of course, is take away all the vitamins, the minerals, and herbs from the counter, from the dispensers, and they will all, like they are in Europe to some extent, they will all become items by prescription. And it's so that the medical companies and the doctors make more money, but more importantly, all of those things will then only be produced by pharmaceutical companies, because they'll have to be pharmaceutical grade, of course, and they will make a lot of money. And that's a tremendous market worldwide presently, and they want to steal it all.
Now, let's expand on that briefly and then go to calls. This gives the SWAT teams, this gives the police something else to be illegal and contraband. I've seen articles where they raid aloe vera fields saying it could get you high, where they're, I mean, here's Philly.com. Beer raid flap coming to a head, hearing ordered. Faced with anger, confusion, disbelief from beer drinkers and the beer industry, Pennsylvania lawmakers are pressing for an explanation of a recent state police raids on bars and distributors over allegedly unregistered brands. And it says they paid the tax, it was legal, but there was a 1933 prohibition era law saying that they had to pay a fee for each beer they served, but it wasn't enforced since prohibition, but they never got rid of it. And it doesn't, but the point is they raided them with armed police in SWAT team raids and seized everything. I mean, it's just this passing all these laws or enforcing laws that aren't constitutional to harass people.
It's terrorism. Terrifying the people. It's not terrorists that we have running around the country that are citizens. It's terrorists that are in Washington and in law enforcement and in other agencies of government. They're the terrorists. And that we got to turn the tables on them. We have to make people understand that they are deliberately being terrorized to be brought into submission so that they will believe that one world government is the only solution.
Well, I mean, look, government is growing like a cancer everywhere. People are losing their freedoms everywhere. The same regulations are being put in worldwide by these big corporations. And the countries are going bankrupt, and government's answer is to grow even faster. It's all coming to a head. Let's talk to Phyllis in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi. I have a question. I've been reading on the Internet a little bit, and I found a new word. It's called technocracy. And apparently from technocracy, it looks as though we're going to go into a position where we're going to have actually a dictator, and the dictator and there will be no money. It'll be actually everything will be dictated by science and technology, and so therefore,
yes,
you know,
it's called a scientific dictatorship or a technocracy, where they control all the means of production, all the food, everything is tracked, and then the technocrats say in every report, once they've got this in place, they're going to scientifically play people off against each other, cut back the resources, start new wars to exterminate 80% of us. Bob Chapman.
I think if you go back and look at Foreign Affairs, which is the literary house organ of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Absolutely.
And go back 50 years, and they talk about their technocracy. They talk about all the things that Alex and I talk about, only we looked at it and we read that years and years ago, and people are now discovering technocracy as a word, as a way of doing things, as a way of control.
Zbigniew Brzezinski has written multiple books, Between Two Ages, how they're going to enslave us, how they're going to dumb us down, how they're going to have one-child policies, how they set up the modern communist Chinese system. They all brag about it, and exactly, they've written hundreds of books. Patriots have read them and said, look, the world leaders say they're going to build this. We warned you and got called conspiracy theorists because the media was counting on you to not go look into what we were saying. All Bob and I were doing was going off what they swore, and they swear to do this to us, Bob.
Absolutely. And the extension of that is all of these things that we're talking about, they all fit in to a mosaic, which to the people who are doing these things, ends up being world government. So each one of these things is a cog, and technocracy is one of them. You might call it the overriding idea of what will bring about their world government.
Yeah, it's the control grid.
We can't allow them to do that.
Absolutely. Phyllis, anything else?
How does this whole thing work with gold and silver? How does that fit into this scheme? And how does... And how does this new federal ID system fit into this?
Well, it makes you use that to buy and sell and work. It's like there's a no-fly list, there'll be a no-work list, a no-buy list, a no-gun-buy list. This is all being publicly proposed. They admit this is going to control every facet of your life. They want to get rid of silver and gold because that is a black market, i.e. something they don't control. Bob Chapman.
Exactly, and it's been that way for 6,000 years. Gold and silver are something that are considered currencies, things of value. They don't owe anybody anything, and that's what's so important about them. They are a store of value.
They're not attached to a debt. I mean, used to owning private property was like gold or silver, but now they have a property tax, so you don't really owe it. That gold, they don't have a property tax on.
They can't control it, and that's why they're in the markets today, trying to control it, and they are not going to be successful.
Phyllis, the body scanners, the laptops watching your kids, it's all the technocracy scientifically designed. They're on record. The poison they put in your water to sterilize you and brain damage you and give you cancer, on record. Everything they do, the forced inoculations they're trying to push through, it's a technocracy. They are playing God. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We are back live. Bob got cut off by the break there. Bottom line, a technocracy is a scientific dictatorship by definition. The elites in thousands of white papers, hundreds of books, public UN meetings say they're building it. People say, oh, it's a loving technocracy. No, it's designed to enslave and ultimately kill you. And that's the whole issue. Bob Chapman.
There's too many people in this world as far as they're concerned, and they want to whittle it down to about 20 or 30% of what's here right now. And not only that will they use selective breeding, people will be told who can marry, to whom they'll marry, how many children they can have, and then the next step will be how they are to be educated. They will be tested, and they will it'll be shown that their proclivities are in certain areas, and that's, of course, a study that they'll take. And then once they go through university, which will be state-sponsored, they'll be told where they're going to work, and again, the whole cycle starts all over again. And this truly is what they're looking for. And this has been common knowledge for a long, long time, except we were not able to get the word out, you know, back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, because we didn't have the equipment we've got today.
But they built what we told people they were going to build, so our credibility is very high. Now we're telling folks what the next phase is, and anybody can go research this for themselves. We're all in this together, folks. John in Florida, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead. Go ahead,
hello?
John. Yes.
Thank you both for all you do for the citizens of the world, for that matter, much less the citizens of the United States. A couple questions. Bob had indicated in late last year a discussion he had with a banker regarding devaluation and a new currency. And I guess if you could take a wild guess in terms of when devaluation would happen, and if, in fact, that does happen, would your loan amount that you have out be reduced proportionally, or do they just don't even change that?
Well, first of all, I have said that there was a possibility that late this year, and of course I was speaking from last year, but late this year, or by the end of this coming year, which would be 2011, that there was a good chance that the FDIC might not be functioning, and there was a good chance that there would be an official dollar devaluation. And I still believe that's so. And these are conversations that were kicked around at Federal Reserve meetings.
And now we see open discussion in the news about devaluation. We see Citibank talking about, under federal regulation, 7 days holding your money even after it's deposited and in the bank. We see them saying your different types of bank accounts, like money markets, won't be insured. We're hearing about the government taking over private pension funds and then only giving you part of it back. They're clearly moving in this direction.
And the answer to the other part of your question, logic says that if you've got one new dollar for three old ones, then your debt perhaps would be reduced, say, from $100,000 to $32,500. That's logic. We don't expect that Washington or banking or the people who control things from behind the scenes are going to allow that to happen. Because if you look at the other side of it, with a devaluation, if everybody is forced to meet the legal contractual obligations of, say, a mortgage, or any other kind of debt that's been incurred in the form of a loan, even credit cards, if they were to use logic and do it the right way, everybody would slide by. But on the other hand, if they don't, they can bring them to their knees financially, and that's what
Bob,
they want.
We're out of time. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with the one, the only, Jesse Ventura.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.